This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Something new. I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara. We're going to do the naked news, but this is the naked Doug Steffen Good Day program. How about that? We could do this. Is that good news or not so good news? I guess it depends on what you think.
Depends on if you did some crunches last night.
That I did, actually. I did crunches and push-ups and all kinds of things.
So that makes one of us, right?
Shoulders back in shape. Yes, right. Well, you got to keep the bones strong, keep the body strong, keep things going. Speaking of keeping things going, in the good news or maybe not so good news department, after looking around at all of the summaries of the speeches last night, actually watching some of the stuff myself, falling off to sleep with Tom Kane. That's not necessarily a comment on him. Just at the end of the day, I had enough and off I went. There were lots of labels thrown around, mostly aimed at Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the star last night. You think it was Hillary Clinton? No. Hell, they all want to talk about Donald Trump.
It's funny how it's the same at both of them, because I'm pretty sure right. Hillary Clinton was the star
last
of
week,
the
Hillary
RNC,
Clinton
yeah.
show in Cleveland. This is the Donald Trump show in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, there is an app that has been used to study who's going to vote and who doesn't plan to vote. And so I reference this because it starts out by referencing this study, referencing people who listen to conversation radio, talk radio. 74% of the respondents say they will vote in November. 74% of the folks who listen to talk radio programs. I don't think that's a surprise, because people who engage in conversation or listen to the discussion of what's going on in the world, the news talk radio programs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they are likely to be active and engaged. So, that's an encouraging figure, one might think. But the survey also found that 20% of the same group, so 74% said, yep, we're voting. 20% said, nope, I'm going to sit out the election. So that's what's going on in the news talk radio world. Younger listeners are the ones that are suggesting they will sit it out. Other formats in this in-app survey, let's see here, CHR listeners were the least enthusiastic. That's hit radio listeners. 70% said no, they were not going to vote. What does that tell you? Younger, right? CHR is usually younger.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? You listen to CHR, what is that?
Top 40.
Is that, what is that, hits of 90? That's 101, not 101 because that's CBS FM, but isn't it, what's the other station that Scott Shannon used to be on? PLZ? I don't remember.
Oh, anyway. No, here in New York, you mean PLJ.
PLJ, that too.
That's AC. Z100 is the CHR channel. It stands for Contemporary Hits Radio, because we're being way too inside right now.
Yeah,
so.
CHR is Contemporary.
Top 40,
yeah. Yeah. All right, let's see here. What else? Country music listeners, 63% say that they are likely to vote, but they haven't decided who to vote for. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, right. California, this is done by states, and all 50 states are overviewed. 40,000 people contributed to this survey, so this is a pretty good poll of 40,000 people in the last week. Until the poll was conducted till the 19th, which was, a week ago Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
California radio listeners are the most engaged.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. I found it to be pretty good. Yeah, it is interesting.
California is such an amazing diverse state. With, if you just look at the cities themselves within California, and then the rural areas, it's California always fascinates me as a demographic, because it isn't one demographic; it's a million.
Right. All right. Here's some good news from a deli in Arizona. They're looking for, you know how the police chief in Dallas says, you want a job? Don't criticize us. Come work with us. So they had 487 job applications to come to work at the Dallas Police Department. So now there's a, this is the only reason I bring the Dallas thing up is because here's a deli in Arizona that's looking for employees. But this deli wants special needs people. Not your typical deli is the name of the deli in Gilbert, Arizona, living up to its name, according to this story.
You are order number 14. Take that to your table and your food should be out shortly.
In a world that rarely challenges the norm.
Hello, welcome to Not Your Typical Deli.
This lunchtime eatery in Gilbert actively seeks employees with developmental disabilities, from cashiers to cooks and even dishwashers.
No one brings drama to work. They show up on time, ready to work. They're excited to have a job. Try to find that in a typical staff.
But there's more to it than that. Cordell Sherwood doesn't have time for a break during the lunch rush.
Everyone's been ordering a cookie.
But he's just happy to be at work.
Before this, it took about 7 months for me to find a job. I've been applying to many different locations during those 7 months, and no one has ever gotten back to me.
It's not just an isolated problem. The unemployment rate in the state of Arizona for those with developmental disabilities is 90%.
Ooh.
Think about that for a second.
If somebody hears maybe that they have a developmental disability, they might be hesitant to hire them.
But as the mother of a child with autism, Pam DePalma has more than enough patients to deal with the challenges.
We embrace that. We, you know, they all have special talents, and we want to highlight what talents they have.
Stereotypes never change overnight, and the unemployment issue is not going away tomorrow. But sometimes the first step is being anything but typical.
Can we get an application for this young man?
I sure can.
So,
I love that
Pam
story.
DePalma is the owner, one of the owners of the Not Your Typical Deli, and she has an autistic son, and that's one of the reasons that she decided to go down this path looking for employees. I wonder how many other people could take that and use it. Could this be a standard? You could use these sorts of people working in restaurants like that. Is it easy? No, it's probably not too easy, but it's rewarding. There's a difference. Not everything in life needs to be or can be easy. Take it from all of us who try to figure out what goes on in the minds of the people that we care about. It's not easy. And nothing's easy.
You know, I think this is a
some work.
Great story, too, because a lot of the time, the most important thing is just getting out there and getting that first experience.
Yeah.
And if people aren't willing to hire you, then it's hard to get out there and get that first experience. So if you can get this and show that you can work a job and you can be there consistently and
first
do a good job and stay there for years, then it makes it a lot easier to get hired. And so this is a great starting place, I think, for a lot of
Where'd you get your start in radio? Who gave you the first job?
Well, it was nice that my college had a college radio station, and it's very easy. You go, and I mean, you have to file an application and interview, but it's pretty easy to get a show there, and then the better you get, you can get on an FM station there because we had digital and FM. And then after that, I just applied for a ton of internships, and someone gave me that start. And I think from there, it just makes it a lot easier to get internships and part-time jobs, and you just build on that. And so this is why this story is exciting for me.
Yeah.
I remember my first job on an FM radio station as an announcer. FM means fine music. That was it.
That was it? That was the job?
That was it. FM. That was it. So what was your start in terms of who gave you the first chance, Victoria, whether in radio, because I know you had a lot of experience over the past 10, 12 years or so, but how did you get the start?
Well, I was an intern at Actually, I was a paid intern at SiriusXM, and I was the assistant to the VP of broadcast engineering. So I was the only girl in the engineering department, and my boss, I was a horrible assistant, and he should have fired me like so many times because I was really bad. But he just sort of believed that he knew my personality and he liked my voice, and he just believed that I belonged on the air. And then one day an opportunity came along, and he said, you know, you really should take it. And he became a mentor, and like Kara said, you just need that one person sometimes to believe in you and give you that leg up, and then
everything can change. But getting started at a place like SiriusXM, that's a pretty good place to get started.
Yeah, and that's one. I think that's super important to me too. Was that I was lucky to have mentors at almost every internship I went to, who really believed in me or actually worked with me. I know a ton of people have experiences where they go and they just have to get coffee, or they don't actually learn anything. And of course, part of that is actually putting in the work. Mm-hmm. To learn things yourself, but having, like in this situation and the story that we're talking about, having someone who's willing to give you that opportunity and work with you to improve the skills that you have, whether it's social skills or actual technical skills doing the job, that's super duper important. That's basically why I'm here today.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, of course, some of the work that I put in myself. Yeah. But yeah, my internships were super helpful to me, even though I didn't get paid on my SiriusXM.
All right, speaking of getting paid, here's a way for you to get paid for your investment efforts. This is a way for you to get 8% on your money. How are you doing in the market? How are you doing in the savings world? How are you doing with your CDs? Not so hot, huh? Here's one of the alternatives which most people don't know about. Commercial real estate income funds. They allow you to earn a secured 8% yield. You get monthly checks, so you can reinvest the distributions back into the commercial real estate developments that are the focus of your investment. Want to know more? Call 888-444-2102, 888-444-2102, or you can go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Calling the number is a good idea, as you can get some more info, but either of those two things will bring you around to understanding the comparison between what this opportunity is and, let's say, a 10-year treasury rate, which is, what, about 1.3%, I think, at the moment. There's a lot of background information you can have. No fluctuation. You get the 8%, 18 months you keep the money in. You can keep it in for 10 years if you want. Find out how this affects you. Do your homework. Call 888-444-2102 or go online. Find out more at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get the Kohl's for our best friends and family event, Thursday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off any way you pay. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Nothing but the best savings for our BFFs this weekend. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid July 28th to 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
The safe oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming up on 24 after the hour, music portion of this hour devoted in part to the Broadway Musical School of Rock and the young band that's part of the School of Rock welcomed a surprise visitor to their stage yesterday. The Hall of Fame guitarist Slash joined these youngsters to perform Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine and Paradise City and between a pair of tour dates. They're playing in New York City or in that area. I don't know. Where specifically are they? Do you know, Victoria, where they're playing
in
New York?
They did two nights at Giant Stadium.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
They fill the place up?
Oh, yeah.
They must have filled it up.
Yeah. Actually, I think you sent me a newspaper article that 30 guys were arrested for being drunk or something.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
people love it. It's funny. People love this Broadway show. It's been Tony nominated, and all the kids are real musicians who are in the musical, and it's incredible. We've actually posted this video of Slash playing with the kids when he surprises them. It's on our Facebook page and on our website.
All right, DougStefan.com. The full band with Slash gave a take on Paradise City on stage before they posed with all of the stars on Broadway for photos, that sort of thing, met all the musicians. Slash said it was really cool to meet such an enthusiastic and talented bunch of young rockers, good players. This is not the first musical that the first guest from the School of Rock. Apparently Stevie Nicks showed up because her music is featured prominently in the show. Sang Rhiannon with a band for one of the nights. It'd be kind of fun to have that going on, right?
I'm a huge Stevie Nicks fan. That would be incredible if you're watching that Broadway show and then she just pops up on stage.
Well, apparently she's seen the show a number of times. She wants to take this band on tour with her next year.
Can you imagine being one of the kids in this group? Because if you are playing music like this, you're most likely a fan of these kind of bands anyways. And so to get the opportunity to not only play and go on tour, but to get to meet Stevie Nicks and Slash, and maybe go on tour with Stevie Nicks, would be so cool.
Sort of going back to what we were talking about, how'd you get your start? This is a pretty good way for somebody to get a start. start in that business, I would say, opportunity-wise. Yeah. Knock, knock. Hello. Who's there? All right, next up musically, Sandy Pearlman, who was the fellow responsible for the Blue Oyster Cult and the group Clash. Facebook post indicates he's passed away, 72. His friend Robert Duncan wrote that Pearlman passed away surrounded by lots of love the other day. Celebration of his life will be announced. There was a GoFundMe page that was created in June to help cover Pearlman's medical costs after he suffered a cerebral hemorrhage. Couldn't walk, he couldn't talk. One of the things this points out is how people who are associated with a lot of these really popular groups that were a big factor in their success still doesn't mean they have any money. It's a really interesting assumption that people have, that anybody who's involved in show business is going to have lots of dough. But that isn't the case, whether it's music, acting, television, movies. There are plenty of people who labor, the journeyman actor, the journeyman musician. These people have to work around the clock sometimes and through their lives. This guy was a booker. He helped to put these people. The Blue Oyster Cult's first name was Soft White Underbelly. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. It's a good thing they switched to Blue Oyster Cult. Around New York City, I don't know what it means, but yeah. Soft White Underbelly is a terrible name.
Awful name. There's still good music that came from Blue Oyster Cult. So, it's a good story. Interesting to have that info. 28 after the hour here.
Your experience is yours. Really, it is. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Emotional experiences are personal. You don't have to describe them to others because ultimately you cannot fully do so anyway. Emotions are feeling experiences. So when we attempt to put words to those experiences, we seem to fall short. And that's okay. We don't have to convey everything to others to at least convey that we're suffering or that we need support. People don't have to feel what you feel or even experience what you experience to stand in the depth of your pain with you. Share your life. Reach out for support, but don't be disappointed when no one but you really, totally understands you. For insight along the way in your journey, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
Can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just $1. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Kara, continuing with the good news. I don't know if this is good news or not. This isn't good news. I should start with the good news, and then I think to myself, well, wait a minute. Let's spend a minute on this. The unfit for occupancy sign now out describing the Olympic Village in Rio de Janeiro. No gold medals for those guys. They don't have electricity. They don't have gas. They don't have gasoline for cars and stuff. They have no infrastructure, no plumbing. So I was thinking back to the, was it the Winter Olympics 4 years, six years ago when they had them in Russia and the problems they had there? Everything froze up.
Those problems seem like nothing compared to this.
Yes, don't they, though?
I know. I remember hearing about there were stray dogs everywhere, and I feel like I would rather have stray dogs around than no plumbing.
Well, they've got a lot of stray dogs down in Rio, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of everything.
Everything.
Plenty, everything bad, there's plenty of it in Rio. If you threw freezing cold water over yourself as part of the Ice Bucket Challenge in 2014, perhaps you can look in the archives. This would be a good thing to post to Twitter at Good Day Show or Facebook.com/Good Day. You can find at DougStefan.com, ladies, video of me taking the ice bucket challenge, not with water, but with milk. I took 5 gallons of milk.
Was it freezing milk or warm milk?
No, it was freezing. Well, it wasn't free. It was 35 degrees.
That's pretty cold still.
Went out the front door, did it on the air. There's video. Meredith was doing the video. I had a microphone in my hand and put the microphone down on the ground, picked up the 5 gallon bucket of milk, and dumped it on top of me.
Why milk?
Because I'm a dairy farmer.
Cows, Victoria.
Hello.
Come on.
Was that for the ice bucket challenge?
Hello, are you just waking up? Wait a minute.
No, I'm just, you're the only person who did milk. It's the point of doing a bucket of ice water.
That was the idea. I was the only person who did milk. Yes, that was the idea. So people would pay more attention to it. And we raised some money, actually. I wasn't trying to be a wise guy, but yes, the reason we did milk is because I'm a dairy farmer, and people thought that was appropriate. So, if you were involved in that a couple of years ago, give yourself a big pat on the back. Money raised has helped scientists make a discovery that could help people suffering from MND, motor neuron disease, also ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig disease. The challenge raised $100 million. Wow. For the ALS Association. Charity has been able to donate funds to a number of research projects, including Project MINE, which was led by a team at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. Project has discovered the gene NEK1, which is thought to be responsible for Lou Gehrig's disease, or let me see what I can do with this. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. That's not right?
Amyotrophic.
Amyotrophic. Yeah, that's what we call it, Lou Gehrig's disease, because he was the first one to get it. This is a really tough disease, too. It affects your brain, your spinal cord, basically the nerves that control your movement. So you can't move your arms, your legs, you can't talk anymore, you can't swallow, you can't breathe, you die.
That's horrible.
It is a horrible disease. Oh, my God. The association that supports people who get it, able to donate $1 million to Project, is it called MINE or M-I-N-E, which is...
I don't know, but whatever it is, it's fabulous that they were able to do this. I mean, isolating the gene that is responsible for this, that is such a huge breakthrough. And this story yesterday just sort of trickled out. Jennifer actually sent it to me, and it sort of trickled out, and then it got, because of the convention and all the other stuff going on. But it's picking up steam, so I'm really happy that we're talking about it, because everyone I know did the ice bucket challenge, and whenever you donate to things like that, often you wonder, okay, so it was fun to dump ice on myself, but is this really going to help? Is this really going to make a breakthrough? And it did.
Yeah, it did. Yep. By the way, did you find the video, Kara? Did you find a video of that? Somewhere, I'm not sure where it is in the archives.
Somewhere in the depths of the archives, it will be found today.
Yes. Right. All right. So anyway, congratulations to all of you who did the ice bucket challenge. Isn't it neat to know that there actually were results, as Victoria is saying, that what you did wasn't just another exercise in giving somebody some publicity or whatever it was, but to find, this is the first step, you find the gene, and then you work, there'll be DNA stuff, somebody will work on modification of it, so you can test people. All of this is aimed, much of this, anyway, I don't say all of it, because I don't know, I'll ask Dr. Ken later on. But much of it is aimed at, once you identify these genes, that working on a way of maneuvering in the future, be able to manipulate genetic material and manipulate the DNA and manipulate people who might be born or before they're born, while they're in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
You do a study there of the fluids around the body, and then you eliminate the kinds of problems that people might have no matter what they are. Even that horrible thing that comes from the Zika virus supposedly could be eliminated. But so many other things, if you have the DNA for cancer or heart disease or any of these things, then you wonder, well, is that taking God out of the equation? Is that taking the reality of things that we don't understand? Why do people get sick? Why are babies born and then they die? Or why do young people have cancer? Or, you know, all these answers to questions that none of us can really, you know, we could say it's God's will. Okay, well, that doesn't really pass muster with most people. Why? I want to know why. And we, you know, admittedly only use 10, 12, 14% of our brain. So what else is in the brain that would help us, if we could activate it, understand why these things happen? That's one of the many things. What else could we do with our brains in order to solve various problems, whether they're personal problems, whether they're business problems, whether they're health problems, whatever the problem? Why can't we figure out? This is part of the, I think, the frustration of those of us who are Pollyanna-ish, kind of want to see everything be as good and sweet and kind and, you know, just put our best foot forward all the time. It doesn't happen. Why doesn't it? It's the best thing for all of us. And that's why, in focusing on good news, I'm trying to kick the habit that so many of us have of always looking on the dark side. Always look on the bright side of life. Dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. You know that Eric Idle song?
Yes, always, Monty Jesus. Python.
Yes, right. The same guy who sings I Like Chinese, that you won't let me play anymore. Maybe we
hey, look, not every song's a hit for Monty Python, okay?
Yeah, that was, they were both hits. Always, as a matter of fact, Kerry, you can probably find that there on a button someplace. Always look on the bright side of life.
What movie was that from? Was that from History of the World? Or?
I'm not sure which one it was.
Yeah.
All right, crank it up, let's go! Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Always look on the bright side of life. Put 'em. So, we all
have
a
hard time. That should be our theme song for good news.
Actually, yeah, why don't you, yeah, hang on to that. That's one of the few clean things you can play on the radio, Eric Idle did. I don't know if I ever told you guys this story. A number of years ago, when at least 10 years ago, I used to use a studio in Los Angeles that was on Broadway in Santa Monica. And so I'd get up every morning, go over there. And it's a great studio facility, and it was used for morning, this, I don't want to be too inside, but a lot of morning radio tours were done out of this facility. So I would have a lot of these guests who would be using another studio come over and visit with me. And I remember one morning Eric Idle was in doing three or four quick hits, and then he came over to spend an hour with me. He had his guitar. He was the funniest bugger I have almost ever been around. And there was nothing, there's some, Richie has stories, and some of you maybe have been around for a long time, can actually remember that morning, because we had to bleep out about half of what he was doing. it was great live radio, and he had this innocent look on his face, just sitting on the stool across from me, strumming away at the guitar. And he was just, everything was funny. He was like Mel
Brooks.
Brooks, thank you. Just that everything comes out of his mouth is funny. It just is hysterical to be with this guy. And so we had, that was one of the classic moments on this program. Every moment is a classic moment, though. 45 past the hour, speaking of moments.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com. So it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need.
Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen. Staples will match price, plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so this is not good news. The feds have made no progress in implementing a new law calling for increased levee safety across the country. Best example, the Army Corps of Engineers, federal emergency management people were told to, after Katrina in 2005, when they rebuilt the levees around New Orleans and made them exactly the same as the ones that broke. Who the hell was monitoring that project? They spent like $13 billion rebuilding the exact same levee that broke down and allowed the city to be flooded. So somebody finally woke up after the government accounting office looked at it and said, you guys are crazy, after the money was spent. And so there are 100,000 miles of levees across the country. Pretty much all of them are in the same shape. So now the feds say, well, we better do something to fix this. They said that 2 years ago. Nothing got done. 10 before the hour.
Dr. Lotta Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder, that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Three after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on a really great radio program with Doug, Victoria, Kara, focused on Pandora, that is going to help you find concert tickets before they get bought up by SiriusXM. Find out the story behind that story in a moment here.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,502-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
All right, let's get to it here. 55 past the hour. So, Victoria, what's the story with Pandora buying Ticketfly? Well, love these names of some of these apps and some of these outfits. Ticketfly. What are they going to do with that?
Ticketfly is it's a smaller version of Ticketmaster, and there are certain Ticketfly venues around the country that you can't use Ticketmaster to buy the tickets for the concerts. It's a Ticketfly-only venue. And so what Pandora did, they bought Ticketfly for $450 million last year, which seems like a lot of money for sort of a limited venue list, but now the Pandora's the app, if you listen to Pandora Music, you can actually get push notifications and email alerts based on the, on what you listen to on Pandora. So it'll let you know if, let's say, you really like Coldplay, and Coldplay song comes on, you'll get a push notification saying, hey, Coldplay's coming to your town soon. You should maybe want to, you know, maybe if you want to buy tickets to it, here you go. The only problem is you can't buy tickets directly through the app, which is sort of a little glitch there, but it does at least eliminate a few steps. You're aware of the concert, and it will send you a link to buy the tickets on Ticketfly. So it's kind of cool if you're, you know, if you're, it makes, it takes one step out of it, so you won't miss your favorite bands when they come to town.
And then they make a couple of bucks on it. I wasn't facetious. The Liberty Media Company that owns SiriusXM is interested in Pandora. And has offered, I think, $15 a share for them. They've said no so far, but I'll bet they get, they'll get bought up.
Well, Pandora, we just bought a new car, and the Pandora app is already installed in our radio.
Really?
So, yeah. So, and we have SiriusXM. We get a three-month free trial of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see
how
these
companies. Well, you used to work there. So you have an interest, sort of an inside interest in how it works. Maybe that's why you don't want it.
Well, I have some good friends who still work there, and I don't want to see them lose their job. So I'd like to see it. You know, I'd like to see the company succeed. I just think that they have a lot of obstacles ahead of them.
This week, a Miami judge threw out felony charges against a website designer who was accused of laundering Bitcoin. According to her, Bitcoin is not real money. This case is an example of how law enforcement has struggled to define the use of Bitcoin. I don't understand. Richie tried to explain to me Bitcoin. I don't get it.
No one gets it. I mean,
somebody's using it for value.
I have a basic knowledge of it, but I mean, I wouldn't invest in it and I wouldn't use it as a currency. But a lot of, you know, a lot of people are getting more and more into it. It's weird because it's not backed by anything. And that's why this judge probably thought, well, this isn't real currency.
Anyway, I just find these kinds of things fascinating. There's a new photo app from Microsoft called Microsoft Pix. How does that work?
This is a great app. It's free, and if your lighting is dim and you can use it on an iPhone or an Android, works across all platforms, Microsoft Pix, P-I-X, and as you're taking the photo, it readjusts the light for you, and it focuses on people's faces. So everyone ends up being really well-balanced and well-lit in all their pictures. So it's a really great app.
Oh, right. I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
It's a really, really good app. So instead of doing a filter after the fact, it actually solves the problem while you're taking the picture.
Uh-huh.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.